USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging the House to quickly pass the debt limit bill agreed upon by the White House and Republicans over the weekend.
The damage that default would inflict on our country, our economy, our families would be enormous and take years from which to recover.
While speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, the Democrat promised to move the legislation as quickly as possible through the Senate if it gets there. The bill raises the debt limit through January 2025 and caps non-defense spending over the next 2 years. June 5th, the new default deadline. The U.S. is pushing to bring Sweden into NATO, hoping to achieve consensus on the issue before the next NATO summit in Vilnius. Turkey has remained opposed, citing concerns about Sweden harboring alleged terrorists against the Turks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Sweden has been working on that.
By joining NATO, Sweden undertakes a commitment to the security of every other ally. No one should doubt that commitment.
Sweden and Finland were prompted to join the alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Former President Trump is vowing to end birthright citizenship if he's elected president in 2024. He said the move would cut off a major incentive for continued illegal immigration. The move would almost also certainly be met with legal challenges on constitutional grounds. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicked off a presidential campaign tour Tuesday in Iowa.
American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice. And we must choose a new direction for our country. We must choose a path that will lead to a revival of American greatness.
The visit kicked off a four-day swing through early voting states, including New Hampshire and South Carolina this week. His campaign is calling it Our Great American Comeback Tour. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole.
Leslie Van Houten had been up for parole before, but California Governor Gavin Newsom prevented her from being freed from prison. Now a California State Appeals Court overturned the governor's veto and reinstated Van Houten's parole. The decision does not automatically mean she'll get out, however. The state could appeal to the California Supreme Court. Van Houten helped murder a Los Angeles couple in their home more than 50 years ago. I'm John Schaefer.
Manhattan prosecutors are opposing former President Trump's bid to move his hush money criminal case to a federal court. Lawyers for Trump argue the case cannot be tried in state court because the allegations happened when Trump was president. It's a move that would increase the potential jury pool. Manhattan prosecutors said in court documents filed Tuesday, though, the case should remain in state court, and that Trump's alleged criminal conduct does not have anything to do with his official duties as president.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
The New York City apartment once rented by Taylor Swift is on the market for nearly $18 million. The four-story, 5,000-square-foot home inspired Swift's song Cornelia Street, which is on her album Lover. It has 4 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, an indoor pool, a rooftop terrace, and an elevator. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.